opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You know what time it is when you hear this music? It's 11 o'clock. Means Neil Greenberg is going to join us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Toby Altizer in for JP Finley. Let's get out to that Rude Guest Hotline. Welcome in our buddy from the Washington Post, Neil Greenberg. Neil, what's going on?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
We're good, man. It's Jersey Day.
Yeah. How do you feel about the new jerseys that were dropped?
The new olds.
I think they look great. They're a perfect homage to the Super Bowl winning teams and some of the best teams in NFL history from the 90s. I just think that it's a great look. I think the fans are really excited about it, and it looks like the ownership group is really doing their best to bring in nostalgia and with a modern feel. And you know, I could see why a lot of people are excited about it.
What'd you make of the move in baseball? It's something we spent plenty of time on the last couple of days here. But what'd you make of the moves to fire Mike Rizzo and Davey Martinez?
Well, I'm surprised it didn't come a little bit earlier than when they had that struggling series versus Colorado. But I think it makes sense. This is a team that's not really doing much. And I think when you take a step back and look at the big picture, I know we ran a piece about their drafting as of late and the lack of impact that it has, the woeful lack of impact it has. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that Rizzo did a great job getting a return with Juan Soto. And I understand that he had a very challenging situation with ownership. But this team just wasn't really going anywhere. And, you know, it's tough to advocate for people's jobs when, you know, the team has a losing record and the farm system isn't great. And, you know, there's just a lot of challenges there. And so it makes sense to me. I'm not as shocked as a lot of people were, you know, especially around the timing of it. I just think that it's this organization needs a breath of fresh air and a new way of doing stuff. And we'll see if this regime change gets him in that direction.
Like, we saw they got rid of those two people. I read something earlier, and it started to speculate, like, if they were to try to trade McKenzie Gore, they would be admitting that they had to tear it down again. Do you think that is all over? Are they just going to try to move forward? Or is this the beginning of something completely a total teardown again?
That's a good question. I personally don't think that they're that far away from contending. The hitters that they have are young and pretty good. I mean, James Wood, you know, is obviously MVP caliber season this year, but they have CJ Abrams, they have Dylan Cruz. You know, they have the number one pick in this draft. So I think they have some talent there. And the pitching part of it, you know, you trade McKenzie Gore and then you're really kind of left with not much. I think it's okay to spend a little money on pitching, get some known quantities in there. So I don't think that they're that far away as maybe other people do. So I don't think a total teardown is necessary. I do think, though, they have to spend money. And I've said this before, like, they have to make a decision if they want to be a contender in the NL East, or they want to be a feeder team for other teams and get rid of good talent for some veterans that may be able to help them right now. Because, you know, look, they're in a division with the Mets, the Phillies, and Atlanta, three teams that spend a lot of money. They're in the NL with the Dodgers that spend a lot of money. The Cubs are very good. And then, you know, they have to be able to contend on the other side with, you know, the New York Yankees of the world. So if they're not going to spend money, I just don't see how they're going to be competitive. So that really is a decision that they're going to have to make pretty soon.
Talking with Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Toby Altizer in for JP this week on B. Mitch and Finley. So I want to get your thoughts on this, Neil, with analytics, the importance they are in baseball, you know, day-to-day, obviously, in the way that you're playing the games, but also in terms of how you're creating rosters and those sorts of things. So I was watching MLB Network yesterday, and Harold Reynolds and the guys were kind of reacting to what happened with Mike Rizzo and Davey being let go, and Harold Reynolds said that he felt like part of the downfall of the organization, I don't know that I fully agree with him, but he said part of the downfall for Rizzo was that he started to embrace analytics and he's not an analytical guy, versus I think a lot of people look at the Nationals and say part of the downfall for Rizzo was the fact that they didn't embrace analytics enough. Where do you stand on that, and how important do you think it is for 2025 a front office to be analytically minded?
It's hugely important because baseball is a very mature sport analytically. I mean, we're talking about analytics being done in the late 70s, early 80s, with the likes of Bill James at the start of it all. And it's very analytically friendly, meaning, you know, you have a batter versus a pitcher. So you're able to isolate that confrontation, and there's a lot of data that we have. And I think that an organization that doesn't embrace analytics is at a huge disadvantage in the sphere of baseball. I'm not saying that you use analytics at the exclusion of anything else, but to say that you don't want to use analytics when, you know, teams like Boston literally brought over Bill James into an analytically overseeing role at a very high level, and they won a couple of championships. I mean, you know, the New York Yankees pretty much adopted Moneyball with money, right? Like, they took all the tenets of Moneyball that Oakland was doing and then just threw money behind it, so they got the players that they wanted. You know, you have, obviously, Oakland A's of old doing a lot with a little, Tampa Bay doing a lot with a little. So, you know, you look at all the premier franchises, and they all have robust analytical organizations within their franchise. And I think that that's something that you absolutely need to do. But just like anything else, I mean, you need scouting, you need analytics, you need good judgment, you need gut calls. Like, you need all this stuff to make a well-rounded organization and to stay, well, we're going to eschew analytics because we don't like decimal places or whatever the argument is. I just think it's silly because it's just one other tool in the toolbox. It's not to say that you have to use it every time, but to say that you're not going to use it at all doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
I think probably what Harold is stating is this. Like, if you're a guy that hadn't been doing it and you've had success with it, then all of a sudden you go completely to it, you don't get an excuse. So analytics are, you go with feel. It's about production and success. If you don't have success in production, I don't care if you're using the analytics or you're using your gut, you're going to get fired. So you got to find a way to have a delicate balance. And I think maybe, just maybe, he went too far too soon without using his gut sometime.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're when you think about it, there's no salary cap on R&D, right? Research and development. Mm-hmm. That includes your scouting department. That includes...
Well, we don't know that there's one. Maybe in some ball club, they do have them. Hey, I don't want you to spend no more money.
No, but I'm saying just overall, like, there's no... no one's going to tell you you can't spend money on biometrics, right? Sleep patterns or workout routines or getting, you know, collecting biomedical feedback and, you know, creating certain routines individually for every player, et cetera. But like you said, I mean, if you're going to say, hey, I'm not going to use this one thing that everyone else is using to a large degree, then you better be able to compensate and it better show up on the win-loss record. Mm-hmm. If you're 37-54 and a team like Tampa Bay is 49-43 and Embrace Analytics, like, you can't say, oh, well, analytics stinks, right? Like, that just, you just can't do that. No one's going to buy that. And also, you sound like a dinosaur. I mean, you just sound like the game has passed you by if you're telling people, you know, analytics are just a fad, right? Like, that's how it came across to me, that he's saying that analytics aren't impactful, and he just doesn't want to deal with it. I mean, that to me just kind of is something I would expect from an old curmudgeon type that just doesn't want to learn something new, doesn't understand it, doesn't know how to adapt it, et cetera, and just kind of shorthand for the game has passed him by a little bit.
Talking with Neil Greenberg here on B. Mitch and Finley. One more baseball before we get back into some Commanders talk. The whole point of Moneyball was to find the thing that was being undervalued, which at that point they identified as on-base percentage. Is that still the thing? Because I feel like that's kind of become now the fad, is OBP, OPS, slug. That's the thing that matters now. Is there something now that is being undervalued that you think that teams that are going to be shrewd are finding ways to acquire at a reasonable cost?
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, probably catch framing, right? Like framing pitches is probably something that is undervalued because we don't quite know the impact to that. I still think platooning is probably undervalued. And again, I think a lot of the money ball now is off the field in, you know, the biomedical type stuff. Like, you know, if you have a training regimen, like a one-size-fits-all for everybody, I don't think that's going to work as well as if I have something as a third baseman that's different from you, that's a starting pitcher or a right-handed pitcher, left-handed pitcher, relief pitcher, starting pitcher. Like, I think that we're really into the individual aspect of training. We've seen it in the NBA. We've seen it in NFL. So I think that that's really the money ball part of it. And also, you know, it's just, you know, little things. I think, like, you know, as I said, like the pitch framing itself is something that we're learning about more and more and how much that impacts stuff. And, you know, if you can have a catcher that's good at turning balls into strikes and, you know, vice versa, it could make an impact. I don't know how big of an impact, but like you said, I mean, on base and slugging now are kind of ubiquitous in terms of how we evaluate ball players. You're not going to sneak up on anybody there. So I would say it's some of the other areas I mentioned.
I think the thing that's been a little not taken serious is the talent of the players. to be honest with you. I love the fact that you can put numbers up, and you still got to have talented players. And a lot of times, some people get so caught up in the numbers, they stop getting talented players.
You're right. And also, I would take it a step further. They're not good at evaluating the talent, right? They're not good at evaluating the extremes of the talent. And, you know, there's a lot that we don't know. Like, we don't know why a 200 hitter suddenly becomes a 300 hitter if they haven't changed anything, right? Like, it's different if they're moved up in the batter's box, if they're, you know, working on their swing plane, et cetera. But, you know, by and large, you know, especially the analytical community is not very good at the outliers, the extremes, right? Like, I can tell you a guy that's batted 250 is probably going to bat somewhere between 240 and 260. You know, it's a lot more difficult to say that guy's going to bat 200 or 300, right? Like, we're not there yet because there's so much noise that's involved in the metrics that we have, meaning there's a lot that we don't know. There's a lot that we can't account for. And that's why we watch the game, right? Like, that's what makes the games exciting. But talent evaluation, especially going forward, aging curves, veterans, you know, just getting someone because you need someone at a certain position, you know, all that factor into, like, the free agent market, and it becomes very easy to overspend.
Talking with Neil Greenberg on B. Mitch and Finley. Getting back onto the gridiron, when you look at the Commanders going into this upcoming season, outside of the obvious with quarterback play and Jaden Daniels, what do you think is the biggest X factor for this team? Like, if this unit or this specific player plays really well, then they'll overachieve maybe to an extent, or if this player struggles, they could underachieve.
Well, they got to be able to do better against the run. You know, that's certainly an area of concern. And I'd also say you want to see a much more consistent pass rush. Not to say that Washington was bad, but, you know, you don't want to be able to stop just one person on the Commanders and have the pass rush go limp. Like, you want to have a couple of guys that can get to the quarterback, disrupt some stuff. You know, Jonathan Allen's not going to be there in terms of run stopping. They're going to have to rely on some other guys. And then the secondary. I think the secondary is also a part of pass rushing. We've talked about that on the show. You know, if you don't have a receiver that's open, quarterback takes longer. It becomes a little bit easier to get to him on the defensive line. Like, all those things work hand in hand. So I do think the defense really needs to step up, because, like you said, there's not too many questions about the offense, except in terms of, you know, how you're going to piece in some of the new pieces like Deebo Samuel. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of people are expecting the offense to be good, maybe even very good. But the defense has to pick it up. I mean, they have to be able to win games without scoring 40 points, because the other team might score 35, right? Like, that's tough to sustain in the NFL.
I think if they become better stopping the run, the defense can overall be better. Because last year, I think teams were able to run and pass the ball, and that's a major problem. If you can stop the run and make a more one-dimensional passing, then you'll get guys to a quarterback. But if you can't stop the run, you're screwed.
Yeah, especially in short yardage situations, right? I mean, we're just, you know, you have to be able to get the offense off the field. Like, those, you know, those three and outs can easily become first and tens. And, you know, thanks to a well-timed rushing play against Washington, you know, tighten that stuff up. And even with the more difficult schedule, I still think they can have success.
All right.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Washington wasn't in the top 10 in explosive plays last year, were they, in the offense?
No, I don't believe so. I can look. I don't know offhand, but
How much do you think they need to improve in that aspect? Because last year they were incredibly efficient, it felt like, offensively, but maybe at times they lacked the explosiveness. Is that something you think is something they can carry over year to year?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if this team is necessarily made to be explosive. You know, they certainly have the players that can make big plays. But if you look at how they're designed, it seems to me that they're obviously, and rightfully so, they're designed around Jaden Daniels, who's supposed to make a decision. Does he take a shot down the field? Does he try to go kind of, you know, short to intermediate and let those develop into big plays? You know, how much is he a threat to run, and what does that do to the defense? So I don't know if necessarily this this is meant to be a team that's explosive. And also, you know, the general trend for the NFL has been towards less explosive plays, less of these deep passing plays, more short to intermediate that kind of create stuff from there. So I don't know necessarily if I'm worried about that, especially with Deebo Samuels, who, you know, might get to run the ball a little bit, make other stuff happen. So the explosive plays doesn't really concern me. I want to see the chemistry between, obviously, Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin, you know, assuming he's here on a contract and happy and et cetera, to continue where it was last year. Jaden Daniels to be healthy, and then to be able to integrate a guy like Deebo that can just give the defense one other thing to worry about, which can open up the whole field for everybody else.
I'll take the efficient play calling and plays over the big plays, because Tom Brady only went to 10 Super Bowls hitting and making you stay on the football field as a defense, and then your offense had to get greedy, and then your offense played into the hands of the defense. I'll take that over explosive.
Yeah, I agree. You want to make stuff happen, right? Like however you need to do that. Some teams are better at, you know, the big chunks down the field, but again, like you said, moving the chains, staying on the field, making stuff happen that way is certainly more in line with the modern NFL, with the way things have been trending so far.
Neil, appreciate the time, man. Great insight as always.
All right, talk to you guys soon. Have a great weekend.
Take care, buddy.
You as well. That was Neil Greenberg. He joined us on the Rude Guest Hotline. When we get back, I do want to continue on the NFL. I want to get back to that topic we just talked with Neil about. Efficiency versus explosiveness. How important is each in an NFL offense? We'll talk about it next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.